Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bird Show.
Okay, this is only going to take one phone call. Por favor.
I can't even remember why you got curious about this.
It's the way my mind works. Brilliance you'll never be able to comprehend.
Be afraid.
I have no interest in tragic stories. You know, no interest in
something funny.
Yep, it's gonna be fun stories. I'll screen out your tragedy. Have you ever legitimately been so scared that you crapped yourself?
Like, because
you all know the phrase, you know.
I blanked my pants.
Yeah, that
I pooped my pants.
Scared the tish out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So. Has that ever literally happened?
So there you are in Netherworld or whatever, and you didn't.
You've been so frightened
that you literally lost control of your
mouth.
Yeah. Your booty.
Because is that just, I mean, every phrase has to have an origin somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Wendy, have you ever been so scared that you crapped yourself?
No, I've never crapped myself.
Bert.
Not scared.
Melissa.
Wait.
Based on
whoa.
Wait a second.
Based on yeah, alcohol?
Sick.
You've really done it?
Yeah.
In the past few weeks.
You really did?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't full on or anything, but yeah, I was sick.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
Hmm.
How about the rest of y'all?
There was an awkward pause.
I'm the only one in here that's honest. That's all. It wasn't even that long ago. Like at 7. It was 7 o'clock, actually, this morning.
People are calling, by the way, so.
Hi, all right. The phone lines.
No, these are just based on being, this is fear. This isn't illness induced. This is, you were so
drunk
scared.
Yeah.
Something literally scared the crap out of you.
Right. No, that has not happened to me.
Me either.
Hobby.
It hasn't happened
hobby.
To me.
Hobby.
Being scared.
I haven't been that scared.
Hobby. Blankless.
Based on being scared or overall.
Overall.
Or drunk.
Nope. I got pretty good control of the bowels. Jeff, thanks.
Not this week.
Ever?
That paper wide to the mouth really shook me.
Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi. And nothing happened to me. But my brother worked at a sporting goods store, and they got robbed one time, and the cops showed up. He hit the emergency button, and when the cops surrounded the guy, they said that he went just right in his pants.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy who got surrounded?
The guy who was robbing him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who was up, yeah. Behind the counter. Yeah. I could see that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody pulls a gun on you, you think your life is flashing before you?
I didn't really think
forget
that.
Forget it.
I didn't really I thought everything would tighten up more than anything.
Yeah. I would try my best not to, because if I was about to die, I don't want to be the guy who crapped. I don't want that to be the last memory is, oh, crap, I crapped myself. Darkness.
Yeah.
Right.
Neil, I'm going to put you on hold right now. You might be my close call, okay?
Sure.
Hold on.
Oh, no.
Good morning, Susan. You're on Q100.
Good morning, Bert.
Hi.
I was a supervisor at a tea packing plant, and we had covered a guy in tea bags, and we had another guy go over there to clean him up. And as he started cleaning him up, the guy popped out of the tea bags, and not only did the man faint, but he crapped his pants, and I lost my job.
You lost your job over that?
I
did, but I tell you, I was
infamous. Yeah. Hey, listen, if I own the teabag company, let me tell you something. The person who would get fired would be the one who crapped himself in the office.
You can't be trusted.
Well, they wanted to have me arrested. I mean, they were really upset, and I thought I would be eating grits and toast for the weekend.
That's a tragic teabagging story. Good morning, Q100.
I'll teach you a teabagging lesson.
Hey.
Hey, Eric.
I'm a paramedic here in Cobb County, and I was working, I was on my way home from work. And I watched this truck literally roll over four or five cars in front of me and stopped to make sure he was okay. And he literally crapped himself all over his car.
That'll do it.
Chris, you're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm actually a former drug agent, and did a search warrant on a house and went through the front door, and the guy crapped himself right there. He was wearing tidy whities.
It didn't take long at all.
How come the only people who wear tidy whities are criminals?
And Homer Simpson.
And end up on the show Cops.
The common thread here is that it's just guys calling in for this.
Of course.
Good morning, Neil. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
All right. Well, when I was a little kid, you know, I did something stupid. My parents, like, you know, I didn't do my chores or something, so they were chasing me around my room, and I literally crapped myself. And, you know, they're trying to, like, you know, smack me around or whatever, and I literally crapped myself, and they couldn't even do anything. They were just like, clean yourself up.
So you pooped yourself over chores, over not doing chores.
I pooped myself over chores.
Be a man. Awesome. Good morning, Jody.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
You guys are great, by the way. I love you all.
Thank you. Not right now, but in general, I would
but
I think
anyway,
it's pretty good.
Me and five other interns, we went to the morgue. And we were looking at how there were embalming bodies and opening them up. And we went to this other table. This guy just came in. And for some reason, the guy's eye opened and it closed back. And everybody, including me, ran screaming. And yes, we all
All of you?
All of us. And we didn't even want to go back in.
It was a group crapping?
I don't know what you call that, but...
I think we'll end on that. No, that's a hard one to beat.
Can you... I would crap myself.
Holy...
Yeah. Crap.
His one eye opened.
Oh.
Does that happen, like, based on, like, just muscle stuff going on there?
Probably.
I
just
guess.
Like a convulsion or something?
Oh,
that
man.
Would,
I would definitely crap myself.
Go ahead, Kara.
Hey.
Hey.
So this last little segment you were doing about when it happened, how about during an orgasm?
Oh, no.
What?
No.
Okay, well.
No. Really? How do you explain that?
Actually, he was pretty fine with it because he realized that it was something that he had done.
Yeah, so he's like
pretty proud of
that.
Himself, actually.
Brag about that.
There's some honor in that, I guess. Okay.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.